Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the meditation. Last night I talked about Buddha Anusati, which is the recollection of the virtues of the Buddha, and is one of the ways which the Buddha himself encouraged disciples to practice recollecting his qualities or recollecting the path of practice that he followed as a way of settling the mind and inducing a state of peaceful energy, bright energy in the mind, which supports the mind going into deeper states of peacefulness and stability in meditation. So any of these recollections are ways to prepare the mind for meditation, to draw the attention away from worldly matters, draw them away from subjects which take the mind not only into the past or the future, but also that take the mind into worry, anxiety, fear, desire, greed, helping to settle the mind on subjects which are conducive to tranquility and to wholesomeness, so that we focus our energy when we sit down to meditate. So today I would just like to mention a few of the other recollections that we can do and give you some idea of how these are used in a practical sense. These recollections are recollections which the Buddha himself outlined and which he not only mentioned in passing, but he mentions again and again, and in some detail how to use these. They can be used not only as a prelude to meditation, but in times of distress, times of fear and worry, particularly times of depression, times of distress because something unwanted has come into our life and our mind is lost in fear or worry, particularly because of that, or distress because we're losing something that we want to keep. So at those times, particularly the recollection of the qualities of the Buddha and also of the Dharma are ways of finding some refuge in times of great distress. But of course, these will only be a refuge if we have cultivated a relationship with them in times when we're not distressed. So not only the recollections, but also all the other things that we do on the path are very important in order to establish that kind of connection, that nourishing connection with any of these subjects. So I've mentioned the Buddha Anusati, which is recollection on the qualities of the Buddha, and particularly last night I was talking about the quality of Arahang, which is the quality of purity and freedom from all defilements, the quality of Sambuddho, which is the quality of having been able to find the path to enlightenment himself and then having been able to teach that, show that path to others, and then the quality of Bhagava, which is the quality of being able to teach the Dharma in ways that are appropriate to the level of understanding or the needs of the audience, to be able to teach it in a way which is relevant and applicable in the lives of the people who are listening to it. So there are three qualities of the Buddha that we can use in our Buddhanusati. And when we are trying to develop a relationship with them, we would repeat those words and become familiar with them. Arahang, Samma, Sambuddho, and also Bhagava. And then we would become familiar with the meaning of them. Freedom from defilements, purity of mind, completely wise, able to show others, the leader of the caravan is one of the ways that the Buddha is described, the caravan leader. And then to be able to teach the Dharma appropriately according to people's needs. And we would take those qualities and reflect on them, what they mean to us. What is the quality of purity and freedom from defilements, to be stainless? What does that mean to us, and how do we approach that from the perspective of being where we're at, whether we are free from defilements, whether we are stain-free, not as a judgment, not as something to do with a moral question, but how does it impinge on our life? How does it relate to our happiness or our unhappiness? And we would use those qualities again and again, trying to get a deeper understanding of what they mean as they apply to the Buddha, but also how they speak to us personally, our own aspirations, our own level of practice. And we keep remembering them. Particularly when we sit down to meditate, take some time at the beginning of the meditation to go over them in our mind, to focus on them, and to use them as a pathway or a doorway into our meditation. And if we have a lot of faith and confidence in the Buddha, then we will find that we get a lot of joy, and joy is energy. Energy taken into the meditation helps the mind focus, keeps it focused on the meditation object, allows us to develop in mindfulness and attention. And then when the mind gets deeper into the meditation, that is when meditation object becomes the center of the mind. And then the mind brightens and the meditation object of the breath starts to fade away and the brightness of the mind starts to reveal itself. Then because of the energy that we have brought into the meditation through the inspiration that we've received from the recollection of the Buddha, we're able then to proceed further in the meditation. If we don't have sufficient energy in the mind, we very often get to the point where the meditation object starts to fade, the mind starts to brighten, but then we get into dullness. We don't go any further. Nothing else happens. We don't get more brightness and stillness, and we don't get more peacefulness, We don't get a pleasant feeling. We just get the dullness, because we don't have enough energy. And so using these reflections, particularly the reflection on the Buddha, can help us to generate energy through inspiration, and that energy can help us to move further into the meditation. It can supply energy when we need it, not from outside, but from inside. So that's how we would use the recollection on the qualities of the Buddha. Now, these are the other recollections which the Buddha mentioned. The recollection on virtue, Silanusati. And I'd like to just give you an example of how this would be used. I'm just going to read directly from this recollection and see how you might use this in your own practice as a prelude to meditation and as a way of energizing the mind. If this day or in the past I have done good deeds to other beings with body, speech or mind, whether greatly or only a little, for the happiness of others, through desire for the training or respect for the Triple Gem, I here and now before the Buddha call to mind those deeds and let my heart rejoice. I rejoice in my own good deeds, resolving not to compare myself with others or to speak of what I have done. I rejoice in my own good deeds and gladly share my joy with all beings everywhere. I rejoice in my own good deeds, allowing this joy to further purify my heart. I rejoice in my own good deeds, hoping they will awaken in others the desire to practice the Dharma. May my good deeds relieve the burden of other beings. May my good deeds shield me from all evil and pain. May my good deeds and the merit that comes from them help in freeing the heart. So this would be an example of Silanusati. And now another recollection which the Buddha mentioned was the recollection of our generosity, Chaganusati. Have I this day begrudged to share the great abundance I enjoy, engrossed in what is mine without a thought for others? Have I enjoyed what's mine alone? Without meanness or greed, have I delighted in giving? I here and now before the Buddha resolve always to be the one who gives and shares. I will give, but never what is harmful, even when asked. I will give not just to those I like, but to strangers and even to the hostile. I will give, being mindful of the needs of others, not waiting to be asked. I will give humbly, without desire for recognition. I will give, and I will also let others give to me. I will give, not letting second thoughts taint my generosity. I will give, knowing that generosity helps develop renunciation. May my generosity transform the mean and pacify the hostile. May my generosity befriend the newcomer and comfort the unhappy. May my generosity dissolve all greed and clinging and help in the freeing of the heart. So other recollections are the recollection on friendship, mitanusati, the recollection on death, marananusati, and the recollection on peace, upasamanusati. Just to give you an idea of the kind of recollections that we can do, another one is the recollection on blessings, mangalanusati. So this is a way in which the Buddha himself encouraged his disciples to prepare the mind for meditation, taking one particular topic and working with that, finding words which relate to that topic, which mean something to us personally, which speak to our heart, using those words, becoming familiar with them, memorizing them, and then repeating them to ourselves before we start our meditation. And then perhaps taking that contemplation with us, not just before our meditation, but into our daily life. And then we find that wherever we are, whatever circumstances we're in, we can easily access our connection to that particular aspect of the practice. It will not only prepare the mind for meditation, but help us in our daily life. So now we're going to start the formal meditation. So please make yourself ready. And I'm just going to start the meditation by inviting you to take a few moments to contemplate if this day or in the past I have done good deeds to other beings with body, speech or mind, whether greatly or only little, for the happiness of others, through desire for the training or respect for the Triple Gem. I here and now before the Buddha call to mind those deeds and let my heart rejoice. So please take a few moments as you sit here now to recall some acts of kindness, of caring through body, speech or mind, keeping the precepts, especially when it wasn't easy. Restraining the mind when it was angry or greedy. Recalling that to mind and rejoicing. Noticing as you try to find something, or as you find some episode, the internal conversation that you have about that episode, and whether it's good to remember it. How difficult it is to remember it and to rejoice in it. The mind's reaction to reflecting on one's goodness. Noticing the quality of mind that the recollection evokes, how it makes you feel. And then when you're ready, moving your attention to the meditation object of the breath. If the mind is agitated or the mind is sleepy and dull, it's very helpful to do one of these contemplations to bring energy and steadiness into the mind. Contemplation on the qualities of the Buddha or contemplation on your own goodness. gently establishing your attention in the present moment. Aware of the object in the mind, but also being aware of the quality of the mind that is paying attention to the object. Noticing how close the object and the mind are. How close the mind that's watching is to its object. This is more the feeling state of the mind. Whether the object that's being watched and the one that's watching are becoming closer. Object to fade into the background of the mind, the background of the awareness, and allowing the quality of the mind itself to come into the foreground. It's more a feeling state. expanding that feeling state to take in the whole body, from the top of the head to the tips of the toes. Filling the body with the feeling of ease and comfort. Expanding that feeling beyond the boundaries of the body, so that the whole body is filled with the feeling of ease and comfort, and is also resting in, surrounded by that feeling of ease and comfort. And bringing that comfortable feeling back into the middle of the chest, the heart center, as though you're drawing the energy from around the body and from other parts of the body and focusing it fully in the middle of the chest, the heart center. And as you focus on the middle of the chest, the heart center, bring to mind an act of goodness, an act of kindness, an act of virtue that you've done in your lifetime. and rejoice in that action. Rejoice in that goodness. An act of patience, of consideration, tolerance. An act of restraint or loving kindness. And rejoice in that goodness. Feeling of genuine warmth and appreciation towards yourself. Making the aspiration, may this goodness help me to realize true peace in this very life. For my own sake and for the sake of all beings everywhere. I invite you to hold that feeling of appreciation, of goodness in your heart as we come to the end of the meditation. Are there any questions? Yes, the question is about explaining about bringing the mind and the object closer together. It's just a way of trying to use words to help to maybe clarify an experience that you're having, or also as a prompt to help you to move just naturally or be aware of, through being more aware of what's happening, to be with that experience. So when we start to watch the breath, we're very aware of the fact that the breath is one thing and the one who's watching is distinct. That's almost like we're away from the breath and we're looking on the breath at some distance from ourselves. And as the attention focuses more steadily on the breath and the mind settles down, the mind and the breath become almost one. And that's what actually happens. What happens in process is that eventually the image of the breath is what we're watching, and then eventually that image of the breath falls away and the mind is just with the mind. So as we're coming, as we're developing that, it just is unfolding naturally. It's not something that we can force. We can do the same thing over and over without really noticing what's happening or noticing or realizing what's happening. And so we might be wondering, you know, where are we or what are we supposed to be doing? And then when we read something, we may not even put two and two together. So it's just a way of saying, to bring the mind closer to the object, is to try and prompt an understanding or an awareness of what is happening, that the mind is becoming one with the breath. Just trying to put into words something that might be useful as a signpost, almost. So if in Achyam Brahm's book, for example, there is the stages of awareness of the present moment, and then silent awareness of the present moment, and then awareness of the breath, and then silent awareness of the breath, and then the beautiful breath, and they're all words pointing to an experience. So it's just trying to use words to point to an experience, which once it's pointed out, may help you just to see what's happening and understand it a bit better, this whole thing about meditation, what we're doing. If there are no more questions, then we'll if you can leave quietly so those who would like to stay meditating can continue to meditate here. And if anyone would like to speak with me, I'll be just for 10 minutes today. I'll be over at the reception area until 4:30. Thank you.